Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 729. Kevin Zlotnick's going to be calling in just a second. Here he comes. And we're going to talk about minor league baseball, owner of the Skeeters. And we'll see what the Skeeters mean now. Whether or not it, certainly the Atlantic League, it poses so many problems anyway with how difficult the travel is with the airlines and the and all of the restrictions in different states that the Atlantic League is in. So Kevin went and talked to them yesterday, and now he can talk about what's going to be going on, hopefully, here in Sugar Land. Kevin Zlotnick joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Kevin, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are y'all?
Doing great. All right, so tell everybody the plan. What do you hope to see going forward in Sugar Land?
Yeah, so, you know, with all the uncertainty with traveling and some of the state restrictions of the other teams in the Atlantic League, we decided to kind of create our own four-team independent league in Sugar Land this summer. We're going to hopefully start Friday, July 3rd, and run a four-team league, and each team will play 28 games between July 3rd and the end of August, hoping to give an opportunity to a lot of guys and an opportunity for our fans and sponsors to get back a little bit of normalcy in their life out at Constellation Field this summer.
So they all gonna, is this going to be a community? They all 28 guys, 20 how many guys per team? You're going to have 22?
Yeah, about 22 guys. So we'll probably have 90 or 95 guys showing up in Sugar Land. There may be some local guys. And like you guys said, there's a lot of talented baseball players in the Houston area and Texas. So they'll all be showing up hopefully the last week of June to get a couple days of work in prior to the season starting. But it sounds like from talking to our manager, our Skeeters' normal manager, Pete Incaviglia, that a lot of these guys are doing a lot of good work right now and just looking for somewhere to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a great talent pool out there right now. Are you going to try to take guys from all major league teams that got fired this summer?
Yeah, so, you know, we let Pete Incaviglia kind of let him loose about this time yesterday. Said, Pete, it's time to start signing, guys. This is a go. And last update I got from him last night, he's already got 29 or 30 guys committed to playing, and like 12 or 14 of them were guys that have just been released by their major league organization in the wave of cuts that they just did in the last couple of weeks. So I think major league clubs released 900 guys from their, you know, mid to lower level minor league affiliates, and those guys are all looking to play. I mean, we've got some high-end first-round picks that got released, and then some similar guys that the Skeeters normally get, 30-year-old type guys that have a pretty nice major league career already underneath them. So we're excited.
I'm really curious about, so this is unprecedented in terms of a release of players into a talent pool that doesn't have a necessary home. And so this is why this makes unbelievable sense to gather some of those players in one place. Regionally, you've got, you know, you eliminate travel costs and things like that. The thing that's difficult for us to figure out here on this end, and John and I talked about this, is how do you pay good managers? How do you pay all these players? Like, you know, you certainly have to generate, you're not generating revenue for four different types of teams. How are things going to be different? Or do you see them as being different than how you've operated with the Skeeters?
It's certainly going to be a little different. I heard the last segment, and you guys kind of nailed it on the head. We're going to have to employ 95 players instead of 25 or 30. The manager thing is more of a donation of time. I mean, managers are sitting around, and they have a passion for instruction and helping players get back on the path to the major leagues. So, you know, the salary for the manager I'm less concerned about. But, you know, something you guys didn't hit on, we can only really go to 25% capacity right now. So it's not like we can even have a sellout on a Friday or Saturday night like we're somewhat accustomed to. But we've got a lot of great sponsors, a lot of great season ticket holders, and they're saying, hey, can we do something? Can we do something? And, you know, they like to be part of an organization that helps out in times of need. We, you know, we did all kinds of great stuff after Hurricane Harvey, and this is not quite the same thing. But, you know, people want to gather in a community place. They feel safe, and that's what we're going to try to offer. And if we can make a little bit of money, that's going to be great. But, you know, I don't know that how that'll work out this year, unfortunately. But we're employing a bunch of people and doing the stuff that's important other than making a couple dollars and cents.
Well, I don't think it'll be long, especially here in Texas, that we'll see 50% or even more, especially in an outdoor stadium. So you'll probably get up more. The thing is, okay, so four different teams, how are you going to, and you guys are doing an unbelievable job at Constellation Field. I mean, it is unbelievable how well you manicure that field. How many games are you going to have a day? How's that going to work?
So, yeah, we had a long discussion about that yesterday and trying to analyze how many hours of play our field normally gets versus what we're about to do. So right now what we're planning on doing is having a single game Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday night, and then 2 7-inning doubleheaders on Saturday and Sunday. So that would be like 7 games a week. And there's a couple assorted events that we already had on our calendar, non-baseball related, that we need to work around. So, you know, there may be a Monday or a Wednesday where we have a game as opposed to a Tuesday and a Thursday. But that's the tentative schedule that I have on my computer right now.
So this feels like this isn't just a concept. This feels like this is going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the only reason I can't say for certain is we're still working. You know, we have a great health partner in Memorial Hermann, and we're working with their infectious disease group and making sure all of our manuals are proper. I mean, we've got a huge fan manual, how we're going to handle that. We've got a huge player manual. You wouldn't believe the detail that our staff in working with Memorial Hermann is going through to make sure we're making everyone feel safe, whether they're playing or fan. But, you know, other than getting the final go-ahead from Memorial Hermann, and then we'll deliver that to the Texas Health Board, we're good to go.
By the way, Kevin, yeah, I thought that the governor has already said it. 50% is already good. Outdoor stadiums.
Right. So the only issue is that we don't know how you can go to 50% occupancy and still sort of maintain the 6 feet of social mm-hmm. distancing. We're trying to understand if that's, you know, still a thing or how the 50% and the 6 feet right. would work together.
Well, I think if you come in with someone, you can sit with them. But you're right. Yeah. Otherwise, you got to maintain social distancing. But
we think we can put about 2,000 people in the facility and still keep it at 25% occupancy and 6 feet of social distancing. So not ideal, but like I said, we see a lot of baseball players in need for a job, and we see a lot of people in our community, our sponsors and fans, are saying, "Come on, let's play some baseball." And, you know, we've thought of something very creative, and it's, you know, our staff is a fantastic staff, and they're working 24/7 trying to get this up and running, and we're really excited.
Kevin Zlotnick, owner of the Skeeters, with us here on ESPN 97.5. So what do you think is going to happen with, you know, I mean, minor league baseball this year is not happening for sure. What do you think going forward? Is this going to change minor league baseball forever?
Well, you know, prior to the pandemic, there's a big discussion going on between Major League and Minor League Baseball. They have an agreement that expires every 10 years called the Professional Baseball Agreement. And Major League Baseball, since late fall, has said, hey, Minor League Baseball, sorry, we don't need 160 affiliates anymore. We only need 120. You guys kind of touched on this last segment. And it was back and forth and back and forth. And, you know, I think a lot of people thought Major League Baseball would say, you know, there's a pandemic, minor league baseball's in a lot of trouble, let's kind of punt on this issue. And instead they've kind of, turned up the pressure. And I think minor league baseball actually recently came out and said, okay, we'll agree to 120 teams. So, you know, that's why all these guys are getting released. There's going to be no minor league baseball this year, as I understand. I don't know that for a fact. And then next year, there's only going to be 120 affiliates instead of 160. So, why keep these guys on the payroll and keep paying them if they have no place to play next year in their organization, potentially? So it's a big sweeping change that I expect to see over the summer.
Mm. Kevin Zlotnick with us here on ESPN 97.5. So it just makes sense to us. Frisco is affiliated with the Rangers. That Sugar Land should be affiliated with the Astros. Is that something that you guys are working towards in the future?
You know, there's been a number of articles sort of by respected baseball writers, the Baseball America people of the world, and they've speculated that that makes a lot of sense, and I certainly think it makes a lot of sense, but, you know, other than that, I can't comment a whole lot about that.
Okay. Oh, all right. All right. It just makes sense. That's all. So this year, though, the Astros are going to be down in court. The Astros, what, 20 guys that they're going to keep on hold if they need any players? They'll be down in Corpus?
Yeah, that's my understanding. I've heard a little bit of back and forth on where those guys would go. I know that it sounds like the major league teams are going to go with rosters of 30 instead of 25. And then, you know, you guys know there's a ton of injuries in baseball and just the grind of 160-game season. You need a bunch of guys. And if the minor league affiliates are not going to play this year, they're planning on having kind of a taxi squad of 20. And I think they have the plan is to have them kind of work out separately in case COVID-19 runs rampant through the locker room. And I've heard Corpus Christi makes sense, and I've also heard maybe that they would just send the guys to spring training in Florida where some other teams would be in the area so they could actually play some live games. But I don't know if that's been decided yet.
Hmm. So do you figure that your guys, you'll have, what, 90-some guys. Do you figure some of your guys are going to get plucked during the season?
You know, normally in a Skeeter season, we'll have a dozen guys plucked to go to AAA or, you know, our starting shortstop on opening day last year ended up as the starting first baseman for the Seattle Mariners at the end of the year. So, but I don't know what the dynamic of AA and AAA really not playing this year. I certainly think there's an opportunity for a guy to come out, and if he's throwing 95 miles an hour and mowing down guys the first week of the season, maybe they do get picked up and head to the taxi squad for a major league team with the opportunity to get pulled up even in a shortened season. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I certainly think it's possible, but maybe not to the extent that we would normally see in a Skeeter season where we're basically just a breeding ground for guys to kind of get their confidence back and head back in the direction of the major league.
You know, I could see this not only happening here, but other places as well. Do you?
You know, you know, there's a lot of things to deal with when you have 90 players. If we are able to execute on this properly, I certainly think so. I mean, like you guys said, there's a lot of travel involved in our league and in all the other leagues. And if you can house it in the same place and run it properly and treat the players how we normally treat them, the Sugar Land Skeeters, yeah, there could be a future to this.
How does that work for the guys? Are you gonna help them find a place, you know, because they're probably only going to be here a few months? How does that work as far as living for them?
Yeah, so normally if you're a Skeeters player, we offer you a host family. And with, you know, the issues surrounding coronavirus, we just said, look, why don't we find them all a hotel? So we've said, hey, we're going to pay you X, and we're also going to offer you a hotel room. So that's how we're going to do that. We have it. You know, we're working with a few local hotels, and, you know, hotel occupancy is super low right now, so we're stimulating the hotel economy in Sugar Land a little bit whenever we pull the trigger on that. But all the guys will be housed in a hotel unless they have their own local arrangement.
That'd be cool. You know, baseball hotel.
Yeah, exactly. It won't be exactly like a bubble like they're talking about with the NBA, but, you know, I don't know how to manage 100 guys and keeping them inside of a hotel, but, you know, we'll have a lot of health protocols to make sure everyone's safe.
And I heard that you're looking at some big names possibly to be managing.
Yeah, so, you know, Roger Clemens is super gung-ho about the idea. He was actually working out with his two boys out at the park about a month ago, and he mentioned something like this. And over the last week or so, unfortunately, Casey was released by the Blue Jays organization, and he's a great player. And we're like, yeah, obviously we want him to play. And Roger said, you know, well, I've got some commitments on my calendar, and I don't know that I can show up 28 games over 50 nights or something like that, but I'd love to manage while I'm there. And my son Kobe, who was in the Astros organization and also played with the Skeeters, is doing a lot of hitting coach lessons and things like that in the Houston area. Why don't we do sort of a co-manager thing? And obviously we're on board with that.
That'd be great. That'd be awesome. And Ink and Petey and Cavilla.
Yep.
Yeah, you got him for sure. And then you're looking for a couple more.
Looking for a couple more. Got a couple options. Not ready to kind of talk about those yet, but we've got some great assistant coaches that, that the Skeeters had signed up for the year already, and I'm sure they would be interested in, you know, talking to some of the bigger names around Houston that everyone would be familiar with. I mean, these ex-players and coaches have a real passion for helping guys that are, you know, have lost their way a little bit or gotten released, been sort of thrown out, and they love instructing these guys and help them get their mind right and ultimately seeing their goal of reaching the major leagues.
Well, I want to put our producer Dell's name and throw his name in the hat.
He's
to
in.
Manage a team.
He's in. Yep. Manager.
He loves the game.
He's in.
But he's wearing his hat backwards, so I don't know. I don't think Pete would be down with that, so I'm pretty sure.
Pete's a pretty traditional guy.
Yeah, so, no. Pete ain't down with no hat crooked, okay? And Dell does that every once in a while, so I'm not sure that we could do that. Well, man, it sounds great. So we're starting up when you figure the startup date is?
The plan is Friday, July 3rd at Constellation Field. Really excited, and we'll get tickets on sale shortly. We've got to work through all of our season ticket holders and all the groups that we had on the calendar and make sure they're interested in properly socially distanced and all that good stuff. But we're really excited.
That's great. Kevin Zlotnick right here on ESPN 97.5. Breaking the news, a 14-team league coming to Sugar Land. Minor league, a bunch of minor leaguers. So it'll be a lot of fun, and we are looking forward to it. Kevin, thanks for joining us, and we're looking forward to July 3rd.
Appreciate the time and look forward to seeing and talking to you all during the season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kevin Zlotnick right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.